Welcome back to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gork.
And I changed it up a little bit at the beginning there. Erpers, that's what we are. We're all fans.
That sounds accurate.
Erpers and chirpers.
Ooh, I like it. We are. We probably have quite a bit of smack talk coming for this episode. Yeah. Kirsten's just nodding knowingly. Mm-hmm. I want to start with the last thing that we saw, because that's where I always like to start, because it's the last thing I remember. This was a dolls heavy episode.
Yeah.
Stuff was happening. Mm-hmm.
He's got some demons of his own, as it would seem.
Yep.
Yeah, more depth than we expected.
Still not a lot of blinking.
No.
But he once dramatically blinked in the encounter with Doc, and so exciting.
That's true. That is very true.
It was a very clear, decided blink.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that was how we knew something was wrong.
Yeah, something was seriously
he's
wrong
blinking.
With him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And speaking of his eyes, apparently they are somewhat, they weren't really slitted like a cat. They were like, it was narrow, but with a design of some sort.
Yeah, kind of fancy.
Yeah.
Some kind of designer drug eyes.
It was very pretty. I liked it. And the designer drug was clearly blue raspberry flavored.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the army doesn't scrimp.
Mm-hmm. Or the... Whoever U.S. Marshals,
the Black Badge
Division.
Black Badge.
Yep. We did now see somebody else from the Black Badge Division, a nerdy fellow with a lunch pail. So,
yeah, it was very high tech delivery of drugs in a lunch cooler.
Yep. In the big city. I recognized a Calgary building in the background there, I think. So,
and yeah. Another bench.
But I think the most important thing about this episode is that it's finally winter.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to kind of happen all of a sudden.
Yep.
Yeah, bam. Winter.
Which is sometimes how it works.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. And it was such a prairie winter with the grass and poking through the snow. And that was real snow. That's no fake snow.
Oh, yeah. Every time, like when they were walking around and you could hear that crunch, that is the real sound of snow.
Mm-hmm. And you could see their breath too. Like you could tell it's legit cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually the first sequence where you see Winona and Dolls walking, I think toward the blacksmith, but I can't remember exactly what it was. One of you commented, wow, Dolls looks cold.
Yeah. His hand was like in this little, like I'm freezing fist.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're in your fist, but where you're shoving them in your pockets and your entire body is just stiff with cold.
Whereas Winona is just like, she's got her coffee cup and her little leather jacket and it's just, you know.
That's because he's American.
It's true.
He's not used
he
to Canadian
to
winter.
He's used to it. And Bobo, I noticed his jacket has less fur in the winter.
and it was shorter.
It was shorter.
Like, why is he wearing the less wintry coat right now? And I don't like it as much.
I have a theory. I think it's because they were on the work site. And that big old Game of Thrones coat is sort of his lounging coat for him when he's
true.
Around the trailer park and when he's, you
it
know,
could be
at
a hazard.
Work. Exactly. Safety first, Bobo always says.
He strikes me as the kind of guy who has like coats for all occasions.
But he was making his crew wear safety vests on the work site, which, you know, true. All revenants should wear safety vests when they are digging up body parts, because I'm sure OH and S is going to inspect them and make sure they're wearing the proper
Everyone
safety gear.
Everyone has to have steel-toed boots.
Mm-hmm. Hard hats, yes, yeah, steel-toed boots.
Got to have your PPE.
Yeah.
It's very important. Yeah, that is interesting too, because like, revenants can't die, right? Unless they get shot with peacemakers, so do they really need to? I mean, I suppose they could be in pain.
Maybe they're trying to blend.
That's true. It looked like it was
proper work site.
It was a business.
That would make sense.
He's got to have some kind of legitimate business, right?
Right. Yep.
To cover up his dirty deeds.
So OHNS probably does actually show up every now and then. And
what are they digging up? They're mining for something, probably.
They've got to have some cover story that makes sense.
And can we talk about how shiny Doc's fake PPE was? Because it was so shiny and fresh out of the shop.
And how funny he walked in those boots
that weren't properly tied up. No,
nope. He was just like, yeah, like clomping into the into the room with the two partial skeletons, and he didn't seem to know what to make of that any more than we do.
Yeah. So. And the classic, I'm going to pause and tie my shoe and subtly drop behind the rest of the people and sneak into the shed over there.
Hey, it works. It
totally works.
Yeah, except he was seen by Bethany.
Oh, poor Bethany.
Yeah. Moment of silence for Bethany. Okay, that was enough.
Yeah. Now that we talk about Bethany, I just realized we don't know what was killing people, do we?
I think it was either the mother or the daughter of those revenants.
Okay, so the hiker and both Bethany, we can assume were... Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if it was a bigger, badder bad that we hadn't yet.
I mean, I suppose that's possible, but in the scene with the hiker, you see something very, very fast whoosh across the street Mama and take Olive. Him out, which is exactly what the mama did
and
to dolls.
And the truck, she was sucked in really fast. Mm-hmm. And I think that was that signifier of mama.
Okay. And we did see a truck earlier, the first time Winona and Dolls went to the organic farm, we did see the side of a truck that was painted. It said, like, you know, Taitlinger or whatever the name was, farm,
right.
Organic, local, blah, blah, blah. So it may have been that very same truck. But since we were looking at it from the back during the scene with poor Bethany, we didn't see the logo on the side
Bethany.
Of it.
To Mama's credit, she was still eating organic, local.
She was.
I mean, at least she's a
giving a new name to bed and breakfast. Come for the bed, stay for the breakfast.
I don't know about organic and Bethany. She looked like she, you know, may have had some
rough living.
Well, I was thinking more. Well, I guess probably she didn't have the money for plastic surgery, but just, you know, a lot of product in the hair and makeup. True. You know, she was a pretty lady and kept herself pretty with possibly some not so organic cosmetics.
Right. And also Dolls.
That's true. She didn't want to eat Dolls.
She did not want to munch on him.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Props to you, Kirsten, for calling that jokingly, I think. But
it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But before it even happened. But yeah, she was. What did she say? You're spoiled to him or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, he was like sweating excessively and sort of drifting around, mm-hmm. looking quite pathetic all episode.
And, like he was about to pass out the entire time.
And Doc called it. And I think Doc actually called it earlier in the episode than he came out and said it, you know, shaking his hand. My dad told me never to trust a man with sweaty palms and just the way he was looking at him. So yeah, those two are not the best of friends.
No, what did Doc call him? Competition?
Yes.
No, Doc. I think Doc referred to himself as competition.
Oh, yeah.
For Dolls.
He doesn't have to compete for me. Mm-hmm.
And Dolls said enemies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Doc also got into Dolls' face and Bobo's face, like, so close both times. And both times they, like, neither side backed down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty intense.
Nobody blinked. Yeah, this was like Doc is sort of coming into his own in terms of staring people down. Not that he wasn't to start with, but literally getting in their faces. And I mean, he got up close and personal, or tried to, with Winona at the end there. And sadly, she...
Yeah, I don't get that.
She shot him down.
Why do you need to go solo, Winona?
Right. Why?
The diner scene where she talked about, I know, what a girl needs.
Yeah.
And then she...
What was like singing the praises? I can't even attempt
something about
to,
angelic hallelujahs
and toes and, curling and then toes uncurling and hallelujahs and then coming back down to earth. Blah blah blah. Sex, like that was
right. And then she like sends him packing.
Mm-hmm. I know that makes no sense to me other than they're tormenting us.
It's working. I don't like it.
No. What did Waverly say too? Whose truck are you borrowing?
Oh my god,
that was so good.
I need to remember that and start using it in my everyday life because I love it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That
also,
does...
speaking of Waverly, she dumped Champ the Chump.
The cheers that erupted off of this couch were epic.
Because, resounding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, I mean, honestly, after that sequence of him just being I want to say bonehead, but I don't want to say bonehead because he's actually like lesser on my list than the actual skull.
Yeah, let's not offend actual boneheads.
Lower than the bones.
Ugh, yes. Yeah, and his line about, you know, I'm the keeper of the bones. You can always be the keeper of my boner. Oh my God.
It's like he couldn't have this conversation with her without bringing it back to sex at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, honestly, that's the only thing that Waverly has really expressed being interested in with him at all.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yep.
What did she say about her being both smart and pretty? And then she said, those aren't mutually exclusive. And we all also cheered.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we did. I like that this show takes pains to point that out. But yeah, these are gorgeous women and they know it. But that's not what it's
smart.
About.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And kick ass.
Mm-hmm. Tough and just clever. And oh, speaking about tough and kick ass, the whole episode opened with a delightful, well, after the cold open, which was disgusting again.
Yeah,
yeah, more grossness at the very beginning. Yep. Thank you for that.
But we got a lovely fight training scene, which I thought was very well directed with Dolls and her. And I thought that was pretty hot.
It was impressive.
It was hot.
And because mm-hmm. I wondered where Winona kind of learned to kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Obviously there's a lot in her life that we don't know about, but that moment a couple episodes ago where she was on top of the car and she like basically kicked the crap out of a bunch of dudes in a trailer mm-hmm. park. I kind of thought, I was like, where did she learn to do that? And so seeing them kind
Juvie?
Of train, maybe
Juvie.
Seeing them train, I think mm-hmm. that's an important piece.
It is.
But didn't they say at some point she was hanging with a biker gang?
That's true.
Yeah. But I think it's showing her skills. She's got some good skills and she can go and fight, but she's kind of no match for Dolls in his formal training. So right. she's badass, but she has room for improvement.
And mm-hmm. now that we have seen this entire episode, I suspect that opening sequence, that she would not have taken him down at the end the way that she did if it wasn't for the fact that he's jonesing for blue raspberry Kool-Aid.
That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. Is it weird that we have to go pause and go get some Kool-Aid now?
I know.
We have no blue drinks.
I don't have any. Oh, I don't have any Kool-Aid, I don't think. I think I have some grape Tang. But that's as close as I can
it's
get.
Not quite the vibrant blue that we need.
Maybe for next time.
Okay.
We will. Next time we get together, we will plan that for sure. Yeah. What are some other appropriate snacks that we could have? Like after this episode, it's just all raw meat.
Well,
Carpaccio, anyone?
Fries and ketchup are ruined for me after the gross.
That was an amazing
crash scene
cut.
That ran into itself. That mm-hmm. was disgusting.
Oh, that was brilliant. I'm a big fan of editing like that. So whether it was the director or the editor, kudos. That was nice.
No, it was good. There was also that fantastic shot, again, with the glorious winter, but pulling back on Dolls mm-hmm. and Winona at the farm. And they're super close and then pulled way back.
Way.
Yeah, there's a lot of really beautiful scenery, actually, in this whole episode.
Mm-hmm. More gun cam. I mm-hmm. like gun cam.
I do like the gun cam. Actually, yeah, and this one was, sometimes we get gun cam looking through the barrel of the gun at whatever's going to be shot at. Sometimes we get gun cam from, like, on the other side of the barrel looking up at Winona's face as she's mm-hmm. doing whatever she's doing.
Yeah.
I think both are excellent. It's kind of like, it makes it just the littlest bit comic booky without going too far.
Yeah.
I recently watched Ang Lee's Hulk for an episode of the flagship show on the network, The Incomparable, and that movie has, like, Ang Lee really tried to put a comic book on the screen. It's like split screen and like borders and weird things happening, and I feel like it was a noble effort. That episode hasn't aired yet as we record this, but it was pointed out that it was like a good college try, but it kind of showed us what not to do with comic book properties. And I think this is really, really balancing that very nicely, because it still feels a little bit larger than life, a little bit extra colorful.
Yeah.
In the way of a good comic book of this type, but it's not so far gone that it's annoying me and making me roll my eyes repeatedly like Hulk did. Sorry, Ang Lee.
Yeah, the only eye rolling we're doing is when Winona sends Doc packing.
There was so much complaining.
We all feel a little unfulfilled after this episode, I just have to say.
Right. Yep. And Bethany, you know, I think she died mm-hmm. because she told Doc he wasn't attractive. I really believe that.
I don't think he was. I don't think he was gonna sleep with her, and she just got mad.
No, he was not.
You got the sense that mm-hmm. yeah, he wasn't gonna go there, which I also like, because I feel like he's just got that torch for Winona now.
Yep. Yeah, I have to say that I'm very much enjoying doing this podcast, and I'm really loving watching the show again. But one of the best things is the communal experience of watching it with you
in
guys.
In the same room?
Yeah. It's that is not something that I get to experience all that often. especially with my girlfriends. I mean, I watched Doctor Who with Steven, but that's not the same thing because we're both pretty picky about staying silent all the way through it. But something like this, where exciting things happen and we get to cheer and yell and swear at the screen occasionally, it's just really fun. So if you're not watching this with a bunch of your gal pals and you have the opportunity to do so, I recommend trying that. Agreed. It's really fun.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else about this episode before we move on to the next one?
Is this our first female Revenants?
Oh.
Clunk. That was me dropping something.
I think so.
I can't. I think it is. Definitely the first ones we killed. Yes. I mean, we, meaning me and Winona.
Yeah, I just realized I didn't say that it was season one, episode 6 that we were talking about, called Constant Cravings, which
yeah,
I think
we're
is
still craving.
Delightful title.
Found chicka wow wow.
Yeah, multiple levels.
Not for human flesh, just to be clear.
Mm-hmm. Well,
kind of. Well, I guess that depends what we mean.
Yeah.
What kind of flesh?
Mm-hmm. So, no, but I do think it is the first female Revenant that we've had. And because at first, I remember the first time through, I wasn't sure if Bethany was a Revenant or not, because they had mentioned having human thralls at the trailer park. And, you know,
yeah, but are we still? Yeah. I don't know. I think she's not, right?
No, she's clearly not, because
otherwise she would not have died.
She wouldn't have been eaten.
Yeah.
Yep. So
she's not.
So she's definitely not. So, I mean, I just meant that I had suspected at first that maybe she was.
And they never really came out and said whether she was or wasn't.
Well, now we know. In retrospect.
Yes. See you, Bethany.
Yeah. You were... I was going to say great, but...
I wouldn't go that far.
I feel like the performance was great. Like, thumbs up to the actress who did that. But yeah, character-wise, she was exactly what she needed to be. That's what she was.
Mm-hmm. Disposable.
Yeah. But with great shoes.
Yeah, she did have good shoes. Not appropriate for walking on a winter country road.
No.
But they were still good.
They were still good. Yeah, actually, we were commenting on her clothes, the fact that she had a coat on.
It was fur.
It was a fur coat.
It was cropped, but it was fur.
Mm-hmm. And then a mini skirt with fishnets. And then I pointed out, how many times have I seen women wearing mini skirts and sometimes fishnets, sometimes not, in the middle of winter in Alberta? Yeah, it happens, but not on country roads.
No, here in the big city, we don't let the weather stop us.
The other big city.
Mm-hmm. Then again, it does stop me, but you know, I have a really great long down jacket that's going to cover all of me.
We are prepared, Albertans. Yeah. Yeah, I do too. Mine's not as long as yours, but
it's good. It's like the best thing.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I do. I think I wear more skirts in the winter because I can wear long underwear, black leggings over that, and then a long skirt over the top of it. So I've got three layers instead of just pants.
Smart.
Pro tip, if you're coming to Alberta for the
layers,
winter.
People, layers.
Many, many layers.
And good walking boots.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's crucial, as Bethany learned. See, if she had good walking boots, she probably wouldn't have needed to stop the truck
That's
for a ride.
That's very true. She even said that these boots were not made for walking.
Yep.
And then she died.
Dead. Yeah. All right. Any last minute things since we've veered into fashion? I feel like that's
fashion.
That's the
it's important critical parts of casting, filming, production.
It is. This is true.
Wardrobe.
Oh, but we were talking real world fashion for a second there. So I feel like we're done. I do want to ask you guys, though, do we want to change our sign off now? Because Winona has decided that her new thing is to say, make your peace, which I thought that was a nice follow on to sort of her experience that she had in the previous episode, thinking about, you know, what it means to be hunting down all of these people and how she's going to handle that emotionally. So she's, at least for this episode, changed it. Do we want to change, or do we want to stick with our original?
Kirsten and I are looking at each other.
Everybody's
we're trying
shrugging.
To like communicate telepathically. Like,
on the spot. I like saying bitches.
Mm-hmm. It is fun. All right. Well, we should stick with that. And then, you know, if we hit a point throughout
maybe
the series,
we'll come to our piece later.
Right.
We're just not ready for it yet.
We Winona's ahead of us. So
yeah, she's clearly evolved, whereas we are still stuck in the past.
Yeah, because she's not sleeping with Doc, and some of us have decided that
wouldn't
be the case.
Yeah, I have not made my peace with that, so I can't say it.
All right, fair. Okay, well then, until next time.
Lights out, bitch.